Here you will connect it to the real stuff that we want to talk about, really. When we say the essence, and the essence is one word, meaning. Meaning is it. Meaning is the essence of something. So, your meaning is the essence of you. Let's hear what the meaning is. Who volunteers today, tonight? Bad one.
May I ask a question? You were quoting half is so beautifully, and you said it in Iranian, and we don't know even in English what he meant. What was that? Those lines. I did not grab the lines of half is, and you said he described beauty in such a lovely way.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful verses, and you could go and find it in Persian if you want.
So can you tell it to us in English?
He did.
I don't know the English translation. I don't know if it is translated to English or not. So, you volunteer? Go ahead. Start from line 1014.
1-4?
Yeah. Know then.
Know then that a fair and goodly form with bad qualities is not worth a farthing. And though the form be despicable and unpleasing, when his disposition is good, die at his feet.
Know that the outward form passes away. The world of reality remains forever. Is that Huck? How long will you play at loving the shape of the jug? Leave the shape of the jug. Go seek the water.
But do you remember that? Remind you anything?
Yes.
Do you remember the jug and the Arab and his wife? And he said, at the end, he said, you are, Arab is you, the wife is you, the jug is you, all is you, right? Then, in this lovely story, we heard about what? That little creek. Water which is running down there, we call it Ju, right? Do you remember that?
That also reminds me of the phrase, I remember the beginning of it very well, about seeking the water, but the water is seeking the thirsty.
Exactly,
and
yes.
I don't know what story that was in.
Oh, we talked about it in the story of the fellow sitting on a wall. We said that the first good thing of throwing this stuff is to hear the voice of the water, because the water is calling you, yes. So remember, we said, whatever knowledge you got around from these rains and stuff is in that jar, remember? And that's the only thing you could take to the king. But remember, you're taking a jug of water to the king who has rivers and the oceans in his kingdom. Mm-hmm. But that's the only thing you could do to forget about the jug, to try to understand you are not what you gathered. You are not the information packed in you. You are the essence of all spiritual teaching. You are that one, not this one. But you love this one. When you look at your PhD, what do you see? This is not you. This is what you have done. Okay. That's the job. And you're in love with the job. Let go of this job. Go and find the little creek which is down there. You're sitting on a wall and the creek is running down there. Go and find that one. Yes?
You have seen its form. You are unaware of the reality. Pick out from the shell a pearl. If you are wise.
You change the reality to something better, which is meaning. Because in Persian is you saw the face, because in a way face in Persian Arabic game will be the form, because surat is form in a way. Then it's ma'ani, which is meaning. You are honorable of the meaning. And here he's talking about the text in front of us, that you could look at this form, the sentences, the poetry, the stories, blah, blah. But the meaning is important. Because, yes?
The shells of bodies in the world, though they're all living by the sea of soul, yet there is not a pearl in every shell. Open your eyes and look into the heart of each one and pick out what that one has and what this. And pick out what that one has and what this, because the costly pearl is seldom found. If you go to the form by external appearance, a mountain is 100 times as much as a ruby in bigness.
Also, means what? Means when you're talking about form, because here all is surat.
Quantity is quantity.
And surat, yes, form is quantity, and quantity is a never-ending game. So you have always some shortcomings. Yes?
Also, in respect of form, your hands and feet and hair are 100 times as much as the contour of the eye.
Means, so then look around your meaning. Let's talk about your meanings, right? What are your meanings? Your meanings in the meaning you are a mother, you are a worker, you are a co-worker, you are a friend. You could count a lot. But to us, those are nonsense. One is important. The way you see, your vision, that's important to us. Although, in respect of form, your hands and feet and hair are 100 times as much as counter of the eye. But to us, that is, because that's your window towards the universe. The way you see, remember, this path is called Binesh. Remember that. Persian stuff is Danish and Binesh. Danish is the science, what you know. Binesh means the way you see it, your vision. You are your vision, yes?
But this is not hidden from you, that the two eyes are the choices of all members.
Yep.
By one thought that comes into the mind, 100 worlds are overturned in a single moment.
You see? He explained that I. That the important one is this. But you see that this is not it. It's another I. That thought will come from that window. And one single thinking could change everything when something comes from that I. Yes?
Is that
that eye? That eye is, Rumi will call it andishe. That's another game of words, because we have so many words for knowledge. This one is old archaic Persian, and it refers to the way you think, not your thought. So it's not only thought. And Rumi clearly will say, oh my brother, you are only your andishe. The rest to me is bone and skin and flesh. Means that real thought in you, which is the way you see, the way you understand, means the way you feel in this universe. All of that together is in that single word. Yes?
If the body of the sultan is in form one, thousands of soldiers run behind it. Again, the figure and form of the excellent king are ruled by one invisible thought.
See, you are the thought. Said if one thought comes to you and that's the kingly thought, it will bring a lot of soldiers with it, because thought is like that. And all that king in the kingdom could disappear with one thought. So the thinking is here, not the intelligence and information and processing that in egocentrical manner. We are thinking about that thought which is making us the kings. Yes?
Behold, people without end who moved by one thought have gone over the earth like a flood. Small is that thought in the people's eyes, but like a flood it swallowed and swept away the world. So when you see that from a thought every craft in the world subsists, houses and palaces and cities, mountains and plains and rivers, earth and ocean as well as sun and sky are living from it as fishes from the sea. Then why your foolishness, O blind one? Does the body seem to you a Solomon, and thought only as an ant?
Yeah, why is that? It's a good question. He put it this way. He said, listen, everything is with thought. One single thought could change everything suddenly. And look around you. Whatever you see is basically some thought. The universe by itself, every job, houses, palaces, cities, mountains, he counted everything, came to the earth, ocean, the sun, the galaxies, everything is alive because of thought. If there was no human thought, the galaxies don't exist. In the night, there are some little lights in the sky. That's it. What do we know about galaxies, right? Everything. When everything is that, how come that you could stupidly admire the form and not the essence of you? How could you do that? Yes?
To your eye, the mountain appears great. Thought is like a mouse, and the mountain a wolf. The world in your eyes is awful and sublime. You tremble and are frightened at the clouds and the thunder in the sky.
Isn't this the way every single animal is looking at the universe? That it is big, really big, and a little bit scary, because there are thunders and everything is turning around. So the universe is not stable, and you have to find the food, and you are the food on the menus of a lot of fellows, and you enjoy, you have to reproduce. This is what it is. If this is this, yes?
Well, in the regard of the world of thought, oh, less than the ass, you are secure and indifferent as a witless stone.
Yeah. Then what? You stupid as an ass? Why as an ass? Oh, the ass is the animal. It's a stupid animal which is needed. The Jesus will ride on it. But it's an ass. And we know the habit of that ass. It is the enemy of the path. First paragraph of this book, remember?